Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'm really tired of conventional justice. Let me get something really unconventional, maybe a mad brother.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here by myself today. Jamie had some stuff come up, and I wanted to bring this case to you because it is exceptionally amazing. It's a tragic case, don't get me wrong, but the way in which justice is served is unlike anything I've ever seen. So today we are going to go to the Netherlands, and that is where the stage is set. A teenage girl vanished on her way to work, and this sparked a mystery that would span for decades. Today we're going to be talking about the murder of a 15-year-old girl named Nicole Vandenhurk. And this case went cold for years, but in an astonishing twist, it was her own stepbrother who did something drastic to force the police to take another look. So let's go ahead and dive into this one. We're going to go back to October 6th, 1995. That's when 15-year-old Nicole Vandenhurk left her grandmother's house to bike to her job at a shopping center. And it was a trip that she had taken before. This was a very routine thing for her. It was familiar to her, and it was supposed to be a safe place, but she never made it to work. In fact, that night her bicycle was found abandoned near a river, and she was nowhere to be found. 2 weeks later, no sign of her, no clues. She had not turned up, but on October 19th, police discovered her backpack in a canal. And this really raised more questions than answers. So had she been abducted? Was she still alive? All those questions meant that hope was beginning to dwindle. But then on November 22nd, 1995, that would be 7 weeks after she vanished, there was a passerby who found Nicole's body. Her body was located in the woods next to a town adjacent from her grandmother's home, and she had definitely been murdered. So the autopsy revealed that she had been raped and suffered severe injuries, including internal bleeding from a stab wound, fractures to her jaw, and other injuries to her head, fingers, and ribs. And the case officially became a homicide. But there was no forensic evidence to go off of. There were no witnesses. Investigators were left with basically nothing in which they could use to solve this crime. So with her murder now confirmed, they had to look at those people who were closest to her. So two of those would be her stepdad, whose name was Ad, and her stepbrother, whose name was Andy. They really became the two prime suspects. Both men were arrested, and they were questioned, but police had no evidence that linked them to the crime. So eventually they were released and cleared of any involvement. Meanwhile, forensic science was in its infancy and DNA evidence was not advanced enough to be helpful. Despite some efforts over the years, by 2004, the case had went completely cold. And that's when a team of cold case investigators took another look. But once again, the lack of new leads left them at another dead end. So for over a decade, her case sat unsolved. But then in 2011, something shocking happened, and it was really the development of the story that changed everything. 16 years after her death, Andy, her stepbrother, made a move that would change the course of the investigation forever. On March 8, 2011, he posted a cryptic message on Facebook, and it said, "I will be arrested today for the murder of my sister. I confessed." Man, you talk about crazy and dramatic. That will certainly raise some eyebrows, and that's exactly what ended up happening. Police came and they arrested him and charged him with Nicole's murder. But here's the thing. Andy was not guilty. He later admitted that his confession was a desperate attempt to force the police to reopen this case. And his gamble ended up working. 5 days after his arrest, Andy was released because there was no evidence. But his false confession had reignited the investigation. The same year as his false confession, they actually exhumed her body and were able to conduct modern DNA tests to analyze her remains. And what they found shocked everyone. DNA testing revealed profiles from three different men, one of which happened to be her boyfriend at the time. Another was an unidentified male, and the third set of DNA belonged to a man named Joss D. G. Joss was a 46-year-old convicted rapist with a violent history. At the time of her disappearance, he had argued with his girlfriend and stormed out of their home, and that's when, hours later, Nicole had vanished. Investigators finally had a suspect. In 2014, two decades after Nicole was killed, Joss DG was arrested and charged with murder and her rape. Even with the DNA evidence, his defense team put up a fight. They suggested that Nicole had engaged in consensual sex with multiple people that night, which happened to include the suspect. They even implied that she may have been pregnant. It was a brutal, drawn-out legal battle, but in 2016, Joss DG was convicted. Unfortunately, not of murder, but he was convicted on rape and manslaughter. So his initial sentence was only 5 years in prison, but there was an appeal by her family, and it was increased to 12 years. So it wasn't the justice that Nicole's family had hoped for, but they did have answers, and justice, and probably not in everyone's opinion, but justice was served. Andy Vanderherk had spent years trying to get justice for his sister. He went to extreme lengths to force the police to take another look at this case. But despite achieving that goal, Andy struggled with his own demons. His social media posts painted a picture of a man who had been deeply affected by Nicole's murder. In a heartbreaking twist, Andy's final Facebook post occurred on August 27th, 2021, and it read the following: "I am ready to say goodbye. The pills will do the rest." Shortly after, Andy's account was memorialized, confirming that he had indeed taken his own life. So this case of Nicole Vanderherk is a tragic one on so many different levels. There was a young girl's life who was stolen, a family that was torn apart, and then the stepbrother who fought the hardest for justice ultimately lost his own battle. But his actions were heroic, and I think they need to be remembered. That is going to wrap this case up, guys. I appreciate you sticking around with me, minus Jamie, and our prayers for him as he continues to struggle with sickness. And if you can tell in my voice, I'm struggling as well. But we love you guys, and we want to keep putting out content for you each and every week. So until next crime, would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.